Rocky Man is a production of the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network, produced by Doug Greenberg and Jason Heats. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rocky Minute, and join our Facebook listeners group, Mighty Mix. You can also send us an email at rockyminute@gmail.com and tell us how great or how bad our podcast is. We have Rocky Minute t-shirts, coffee mugs, and notebooks, and other items for sale at our Rocky Minute page on tpublic.com. You can find our other great podcasts on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network, showcasing the talents from the greatest era in action films. We can be found on any podcast app like Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and a comment. Special thanks go out to the creators of the Minute by Minute, format Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer from Star Wars Minute. Go to moviesbyminutes.com to see a complete list of all the movies that got the Minute by Minute treatment. Thank you for listening. As Sylvester Stallone would say, keep punching.
Hello, welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we analyze movie Rocky 3 one minute at a time. I am Jason.
And I'm Doug.
And joining us today from answering the 10 count is Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
And all the way from Australia, Greg.
Hi,
Aussie Greg. Greg.
I'll take Aussie Greg. I can't believe you invited me back.
Last year was my favorite episodes of all time. Just the accent that you bring to the show is, we can't get that anywhere else.
Now tell me, did you, is there any New Zealand people on this for Rocky Minute 3?
No.
Okay.
Good. No, we don't allow Kiwis.
Keep them out of it. That's what I like to hear.
Right.
Apologize to all our listeners from New Zealand. Aussie Greg's opinions are not the opinions of the show.
That's true. Just one.
As Greg gets to ban people from New Zealand, then I call dibs on no Tennesseans allowed.
Oh,
Tennessee scum.
What is there a some sort of, like, do Australians and New Zealands not like each other? New Zealanders? What are they called?
Kiwis, yeah. It's just a bit of banter. Just a bit of friendly banter.
Friendly banter. How far apart are you guys?
Oh, probably, was it the Tasman Sea? So, yeah, 2,000 or 3,000 kilometers.
If you go to the coast, can you see New Zealand?
No. I can yell really loud, and sometimes I can hear me. But, yeah, I can't see.
Now, who would win in a nice game of footy? Would it be New Zealand or Australia if you had, like, a national footy team?
Well, rugby league, we always win, Australia's. But rugby union, the Kiwis are just... There's a World Cup going on at the moment, actually, for rugby union. And the Kiwis should destroy everyone before them. So, yeah, they're an outstanding rugby union team.
Okay.
So, well, yeah. Takes a big man to admit that.
It does. It is, so. Yeah. I mean, our rugby union team absolutely sucks, so I can say that. So.
With confidence.
With confidence, yeah, we're terrible, so...
Is that the All Blacks?
The All Blacks,
they're,
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Who is you guys? Nobody's getting canceled. Nobody's getting canceled. So what they call
U.S.
you look it up.
Yeah, they're called the All Blacks.
Why do they call rugby footy? Or what do you call rugby footy?
Down here, you just call anything. Because there's three main sporting codes. So there's rugby league, rugby union, and then there's Australian football league. So that's kind of a different game altogether. So down here, you call all three codes footy. So I'm off to the footy, and it's like, which one?
So, yeah. I didn't even get it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sorry, like, I'm in Australia. There's spiders.
Well, that's, yeah, you guys will be having those since our last recording. I haven't been bitten by a spider or a snake, so I have seen a lot, but I haven't been bitten.
So you're beating the odds as we speak.
Pretty much, yeah.
You shouldn't have lived this long yet, already.
Yeah, that's true. I'm extending the average, so that's a good thing.
All right.
We legit did miss a podcast one time because he got bitten by like a hyena or a dingo or something.
Hyena.
Island. Something.
There was a time, so I took my dog for a walk, right? And it was like 6 in the morning. I like my early morning strolls. And I was walking the dog, my dog, and this dog, broke its lead, like this massive fucking thing. Oh, sorry, shouldn't swear. Okay. And it bolted across the street and was just attacking my dog. Got me in the hand. I had to spend 3 days in hospital because it mangled up my hand. So
what was this? What kind of animal is this?
Oh, so it was like a big rockweed. Like it was a massive. I didn't actually catch it because it was pretty dark. So the owner came and took it. Yeah, took it away and he ran off. So I never did catch that. I never did catch the dog or the owner. So so that was fun times.
Seeing good old litigious US of A, we would have sued the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, if I found him. It could have been a dingo. Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone for now it's a dingo. The dingo's got my hand.
Well,
what are we here for? You guys are
delaying the inevitable. We have to get to the scene, fellas.
I didn't finish the intro.
Oh, Jay, go, please.
Today we're knocking out minute 14, which begins with Rocket Adrian in bed. It ends with them going in for a kiss. So Rocket Adrian in bed, they're singing a stupid song. They kiss at the end, going for a kiss at the end, then it's over. So in Australia, do they...
Do.
Somehow between Rocky 2 and Rocky 3, Adrian became the punchy one. Yeah. Famous song, and she's like, do 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 do. He's like, no. Do. She's like, do. Adrian, you got no fucking bitch.
I mean, is she like, she might not be able to sing, but can she hear? Can she tell the difference between do and do?
That's why this love story is so sweet. Adrian, this poor, shy, deaf girl. Looking at a pet shop, read Rocky's lips, didn't realize how stupid he sounded. Whatever. She's like, oh,
wow,
he seems nice.
Let me serenade you a bit here.
Who asks, you mind if I serenade you?
Rocky. He's a nice Italian boy. Good luck.
Did Sly write this one? He wrote this one, right?
He's singing Take You Back from Rocky 1, the garbage can on fire scene.
Reckon Frank was there in the shadows.
Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
She says, "Stop! You're going to wake the baby." Like he's yelling
right.
or something. He's whispering to her. Basically.
Oh, what a romantic Adrian is.
Have any of you ever serenaded a woman in bed like this?
No, but
does
I might
do
to.
This.
If it works for Rocky, it might work for me. So from now on, I will be.
It does work for Rocky.
Yeah.
He does get it in, as the kids say.
Hey.
So,
yeah, but it was going to happen smash. Anyway.
How about this? You know how the scene could have been worse? In the script, he's singing, "I Only Have Eyes for You." Ugh. And instead of the doo-doo-doo-doos, he's doing shablub-shablub.
Oh God!
Blah, 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 blah.
And she flubs it by saying shabloop shabloop.
Oh, adorable! This is stupid. This scene. This is really dumb.
Hey, tell me what? Remember, what is this? Hey, shmoopy. Shmoopy. Shmoopy.
Shmoopy.
Remember the Seinfeld episode with the shmoopy whoopy?
Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. That's. Shmoopy. Do you know that one, Jerry?
Yeah.
I'm not a Seinfeld guy.
Oh, come on. Come on.
The only thing it'd make this better is if they filmed this scene in Australia and while they were singing, a coyote came crashing through the window and destroyed them both, just tore their fucking muscle and skin and tissue and everything from their fucking bones and just left a pile of bones lying in the bed.
But instead of humming the song, Rocky would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Didgeridoo.
Come on. If it's too the book, you know how it's going. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, an errant boomerang came through the window and took their heads off in the middle of this.
We could lie down and go, might.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
She starts to get it a little bit, though. Like the second time, when after he corrects her, he's like, no, it's not Dodo, you idiot. It's Doodoo.
You're not the Flintstones episode.
She goes, Doodoo, Do-Doo. So she went.
Doug wants to talk about this minute so bad, and the three of us don't, and we were bringing up any other topic to talk about.
It's not
and
that
Doug
I want
just, it. Just wants to oh, dive into oh, this romantic
have,
little scene.
We have a duty. We have a duty.
I thought this was a good to lead off with.
Now, so I just had one more question for you guys about this minute. Do you reckon if the minute kept going, we would have ended up with the party at Rocky and Adrian's?
Yeah, I would have.
Adrian, I was thinking maybe we could like do a thing or whatever, you know, like do the, you know, maybe we could get it in or whatever.
As the kids say.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Party at Kitty and Studs, either of yous?
Yeah.
I had to complete the collection.
I was going to say, Greg's got it on DVD.
Do we see Rocky's dingo in that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we see it in passing. I haven't seen it in like 15 years.
It's one of those like old school like Skinamax softcore. So I'm pretty sure you see like Rocky Dick Root. You know what I mean? Like maybe not the whole shebang, you know, but you at least see bits and him spinning. Yeah, the one I saw was the one that they re-released after Rocky, and they called it the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, it was just a re-release of the original, right?
Yeah, it was like a recut of it, and it focused more on Rocky, I think. But there was a lot of his face more than anything, which is not what you want in that sort of situation.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, once he became famous, they got to kind of artistic it up a little bit.
My favorite was an interview. It's like a magazine interview with him from in the 80s, and he gets asked about it. He's like, you know, some back then I was doing anything I could do to get a paycheck, you know. So he sort of leaves it at that.
Yeah,
it makes it sound like he was turning tricks or something.
Yeah, yeah. He basically was
trying to keep up.
Now it seems like Stallone fancies himself a bit of a singer, even though he's not. Right? It's almost like he doesn't want his brother Frank to one up him on anything, so he's like, "Oh, I could sing too." So,
well, he sang in Paradise Alley, didn't he?
He sang the theme song for Paradise Alley, which after finding that out, I went and listened to it. Terrible song.
One step to paradise.
How can you pull that right from the top of your head? How do you do that? Have you seen Paradise Alley that much?
I've seen it a few times. Yeah. It's got Terry Funk and Ted DiBiase in there.
Yes.
So you have a special interest in it.
I do. Yeah.
He also sang some terrible country song in Rhinestone.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Can you drum that one up there, Greg?
I actually haven't. This is bad, but I haven't seen Rhinestone in like 25 years, I reckon. So.
It's not bad, have I? I don't think I've ever seen Rhinestone.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he's a taxi driver in that one, though, I think, from memory.
A taxi driver who wanted to be
a singer or something. Yeah.
Country singer. Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I heard of it. I never saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that on your three Rocky hosts, Doug, I think.
We're definitely gonna get to that one. That was up for a vote a while ago, but it didn't win. I forgot what won in its case.
That one is, you know, so much fun. It's like not. It's not a good movie, but it'll be really fun to talk about, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these are not really good movies, but fun to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Any? Do we want to make fun of Adrian anymore?
Tell me anything.
This is a great. I hate Adrian. Okay, I've never liked Adrian from the first movie to the last. Doesn't do anything for me. Never have. I never understood why Rocky had such a crush on her. So I just, I don't know. It feels redundant for me to make fun of Adrian anymore at this point, because it's like, what is she doing? Like, Rocky could be married to a supermodel or something at this point. Did he still?
Well, not. Well, now, yeah. Not
now, yeah. Not originally, yeah. But now, you know, this is when the guy in his position's already had one or two divorces. He's married to some, you know, model. I would imagine Brigitte Nielsen. Mm-hmm. He's married to her since she left. She leaves since some of the next movie. So by Rocky V, he should have been married to Brigitte because she would have left Drago.
Yeah, after losing.
I agree with you. I'm not a big Adrian fan myself. When we first started this thing, when we were doing Rocky I, I was reading some things where they said, like, the whole thing between Rocky and Adrian was that they both saw something in each other that nobody else saw. And, like, you know, I'm wondering when we're going to see that, whatever Rocky saw, because I don't ever see it, what he sees in Adrian.
Well, in the original trailer for Rocky, they say she's the only one that can see beneath the pain.
All right.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Crickets.
I see the thing about how she sees, because she, you know, like when he's like, I ain't smart or nothing, you know, like she sees that he's not a total idiot like everybody assumes. He's just a big dumb lunk, right? I get that. And you even see that, I think, in the beginning of this movie. You see Rocky, you know, when he's Rocky in the suit, when he picks Paulie up from jail and all that stuff, he's, you know, he's like sort of smarter now because he's had to be sort of a businessman or whatever, even though we know he obviously isn't a great businessman later down the road. Mm-hmm. But she just never, I think the only moments where Adrian shines are when Rocky is like, when he's doubting himself, you know, and she gets in there and inspires him. That's the only thing that she's ever shown. I think, like, when they, was it Rocky II, when she didn't want him to fight again?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I'm a man, I'm going to fight again. Or was that, they all run together sometimes. Was that 4? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, she's like, oh yeah, go get him. You know, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's, she's just his inspiration and all.
Yeah, but she always doubts him for, well.
Yeah, she doubts him at first.
Yeah, it's always the second. It's always later on that she's his inspiration, yeah.
Right, but who wants to deal with that? Like, I want you to support me from the beginning. Not...
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Because, you know, it's until she's in the coma and she says win. And this one, it's her on the beach. And then in Rocky IV, she has to get rushed. Yeah, so, yeah.
And then she's in Rocky IV, she's at the top of the stairs telling you can't win. Like, who wants that? Like, that's not, like, I don't want you to support me in the end, only, like, support me in the beginning, too. Right? No?
Imagine if Adrian was still for Creed and Creed 2.
If everything you try to do, your wife.
I need to know if Jay finally saw Creed 2. That's been a long-running storyline.
Creed 2?
Have you seen Creed 2?
I have not, no. What?
It's on home video. You don't even need to go anywhere. You can just go on your TV and watch it.
It's probably on, like, Prime or Netflix by this point.
I don't have Netflix.
See, Jay watches Peppa Pig and Toy Story and Frozen.
Not anymore. My son's at an age now where he watches his own shit.
So you're out of excuses.
You know what? I don't. This comes up all the time, and I'm sure I talked on this podcast before. But, like, I don't know what the fuck I watch, because, like, people always say to me, like, friends or family members or my mother, like, people, oh, did you watch this? You watch this? You watch this? And the answer is always no. And then, like, people say, oh, have you seen this movie? No. Have you seen that? No. 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 And everybody's like, well, what do you watch? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna keep a TV journal. I'm gonna keep a journal. I'm going to write down everything I watch and talk about it.
You realize all you watch is Family Feud.
Right. Oh my God, it's funny you mention that because we do watch a lot of Family Feud because that comes on here. It's on at 7 and it's on at 7:30, and that's like winding down time for my son. So like usually that's when we like let him watch something to start calming him down, and we just Family Feud is on. I watch the Yankee. We don't call it baseball. I watch Handy.
I'm sure Craig knows what the Yankees are.
I watch.
It's a glovey game every now and then.
Right, and then like
glovey,
a little throwy catchy.
I watch glovey,
throwy catchy.
But I don't know, man. And I watch the same, you know, the stations here like TBS, TNT, like they put the same shit on all the time. Mm. So like you could watch, like I watch the same things over and over again, like John Wick, Taken, and The Equalizer seem to be very hot right now. I just watch them all the time. Hmm.
I'll forgive you then. It's interesting talking to you.
You're right. The airwaves are crowded with like weird, disgruntled, brooding gentlemen seeking revenge.
Man, fire is on a lot. Like it's just something's going on in the world where they just want to keep want us to just kill everybody. I guess.
Have you guys had it with this minute? You want to get to some wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling. Do, do, do.
Yeah, one more time.
Dody do.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Yes.
All right. So tell us about answering the 10 count.
Tell me
where they can find it.
Tommy.
So answering the 10 count is our wrestling podcast. We're currently
on hiatus.
We're not retired. We're on a semi-permanent hiatus where we basically, instead of doing our show weekly like we used to, because there's too much wrestling to watch and a lot of it kind of sucks. We basically every couple months or so, we get together and do a recap, or there's a real big show or some real big happenings, which now there's a whole new company about to debut on TV and a lot of moves and a lot of changes in the national wrestling scene. So we may do something soon. But answering the 10 count on Apple Podcasts, we're on Stitcher, are we on Spotify? We're on Google Play. We're on stuff.
I didn't want us not.
Oh yeah, so we tried Spotify. They didn't want us. But all our back episodes are there. Greg and I do a lot of movie reviews and show reviews. We've done Breaking Bad, we've done Tango and Cash, we've done all sorts of madness. It's all there. We're on Facebook, Answer the 10. We're on Twitter at Answer the 10. And we do still, there's still banter there from time to time. That's awesome. It. Us. Excellent. And we're here. Glad to be back with you guys.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back. And we start off with a bang.
Well, after how we started today, then, yeah, I don't think we're getting invited back for Rocky Four, Tommy. So we'll
make the most of it. What did you guys do last year? 3 minutes? 2 minutes? Three?
Three.
Three minutes. So we're lucky enough to have you for a full 5 minutes this season. So strap in, everybody. It's gonna be a long ride.
If you like Adrian, this might not be the way for you.
There's some poor guy that's like Adrian's his favorite character. He's going to fuck
podcast. There's some alternate universe where the five of us are speaking and just in love, lauding Adrian about her character. So
Adrian Minute podcast, where we only do the minutes that Adrian's in.
Yeah. Cross into that dimension and go listen to those if you're big fans of Adrian. Otherwise, join us right here tomorrow for a new episode of Rocky Minute.
Bye. Hello, welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast. I don't like when I do. Hello.
La, la, la.
Here we go.
Hello, welcome back to. Is that better or no? Hello, welcome back to.
No.
La, la.